Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Felicia Cocodzin Ruiz is Native American and identifies in part as Hopi. When she was in the second grade, she was excited to be in her class's Thanksgiving play as Little White Dove. Felicia's teacher said she would make her costume, which turned out to be a pillowcase with holes cut into it. Felicia was so embarrassed and wished that she'd been able to represent her family's heritage properly in the play. So, a generation later, when Felicia's daughter brought her a note from her teacher talking about their Colonial Days celebration, Felicia was skeptical.
So I email the teacher, and I say, as an Indigenous person, I don't feel comfortable with my daughter dressing like a colonist for this Colonial Day. I have beautiful things my daughter can wear that will represent us. Next day we get this email, and it says, first, your daughter can wear a costume if she wants. Then it says, colonization happened a long time ago, and that I was being overly sensitive, and that I needed to get over it. I was so angry. I said to my daughter, you're getting older now. I want you to start making some decisions, but I don't want you to have the experience that I had. You know, so think about it. Go to your school and talk to some of the other kids. She comes back the next day and she says, Mom, I'm too scared to go dressed in your clothes. Everybody's going to make fun of me. And she was right. I said, okay, go ahead and choose what you want to wear. And so she got her little outfit together and the event came up and we go to the school. And there's little children tending their little native garden, and there's children making little native foods, and there's children singing native songs. But there are no natives in the group there. None. And so I get this pamphlet, and it talks about thanking the volunteers. And on the very back, it has a beautiful quote, and it was talking about thankfulness, gratitude, peace, and then it says Mahatma Gandhi. Man, you guys can't even get your Indians right. A couple years ago, I decided to have a decolonized Thanksgiving celebration at my house. I had sunflower cakes and all kinds of berries, and then I had my friends invite their friends. Everyone was really excited. They had never experienced anything like this before. I was really proud. But there was this one person there, and man, they could not wrap their head around the fact that we did not have sweet potatoes with marshmallows and biscuits and stuffing and all these things that were traditional. And he says to me, I feel like I've been duped. I would never have come to this Thanksgiving if I had known that this is what it was going to be like. And I felt insulted, but at the same time, I thought, okay, Felicia, this is your time to educate this person and talk about the different native foods. And he just said, man, you are just un-American. I said to him, colonization happened a long time ago. I believe you're being overly sensitive. And you need to get over it.
Felicia Cocodzin Ruiz is a chef living in Phoenix. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, March 29th at the Phoenix Art Museum. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.